Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. While many people get over COVID with only minor issues, many also suffer chronic lingering illness.
They're known as long haulers, who for months after infection continue to have problems such as extreme fatigue and brain fog.
I remember early in the pandemic talking with a heart surgeon colleague in New Orleans. While looking at tissues from COVID autopsy victims, he noticed small areas of bleeding in the kidneys, liver, lungs, as well as the brain.
That tells us COVID-19 can have a major impact on multiple organ systems. One British study looked at organ damage in 50,000 COVID patients discharged from hospitals. Compared to matched controls, a third had to be readmitted, with more than 10% dying from post-COVID illness.
This is 4 times the readmissions and 8 times the deaths of the control group of patients. The COVID patients were also 27 times more likely to develop chronic respiratory disease and 3 times more likely to get cardiovascular disease.
In another study, COVID patients developed diabetes at a rate 6 times higher than non-COVID patients.
Overall, it is estimated that at least 10 to 30% of those who recover from COVID will face some type of lingering or long-haul symptoms. And we don't know how long these symptoms will last or if they're lifelong.
So far, 30 million people in the U.S. are long haulers, and they're going to need resources for years to come.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.